Good morning. This is Jim and Pat Sanders for Farm and Country, and our program is For the Birds.
That call you just heard was the sound of a bald eagle, one of the many residents at a unique local facility, the Delaware Valley Raptor Center. This important wild bird resource is the creation of two remarkable people, Bill and Stephanie Streeter. These dedicated raptor rehabilitators incorporated the not-for-profit Delaware Valley Raptor Center in 1987 and have been providing humane professional care for injured, ill, and orphaned raptors so they can ultimately be returned to the wild, healthy and no longer dependent on humans for survival. Bill and Stephanie also strive to foster a greater appreciation and respect for all wildlife through the over 120 public education programs that they present each year, teaching concepts about predator-prey relationships, behavior, raptor conservation, and much more. And live raptors are part of these presentations. While most of the birds treated at the center are returned to the wild, some birds, due to the severity of their injuries, are unable to survive in the wild and must remain in a protected environment. These birds become an important element in the education programs and provide a thrilling and joyful up-close experience for young and old alike.
And it's important to stress the quality of care that injured birds receive at the Delaware Valley Raptor Center. The staff consists of three state and federally licensed rehabilitators who staff the center 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. All lab work, drug doses, external immobilization of fractures, x-rays, medicating, and day-to-day care of patients is provided by these three individuals. Surgical treatment of fractures is performed by a vet trained for avian surgery. Occasional consults for eye disease are provided by a local ophthalmologist. The indoor facilities at the DVRC includes two isolation areas with several treatment cases of varying sizes for critically ill and injured avian patients. The clinic includes x-ray and darkroom, a lab for blood and fecal sample analysis, plus space for surgery. Their outdoor facilities include 12 chambers for temporarily or permanently compromised birds and 21 flight chambers. There's a cleared field of approximately 2 acres adjacent to the center, which is used for flight training and conditioning and preparing birds for release.
Between the Raptor Center itself and a second facility in the Pike County Park, there are up to 50 birds receiving care. Everything from hawks to owls to vultures, falcons, and eagles. Unfortunately, on January 8th of this year, there was a fire at the Raptor Center, and an indoor clinic and equipment in the house were damaged. No animals or people were injured, but Bill and Stephanie are not able to live in the house and are struggling to maintain the birds while repairs are being made and they stay in a nearby hotel. They are unable to conduct all of their educational programs, which are an important source of revenue for the organization, which receives no federal or state funding.
If you'd like to learn more about this great wildlife resource and perhaps support them with a membership or a donation to their fire fund, go to the Delaware Valley Raptor Center website at www.dvrconline.org. Supporting these dedicated individuals who have brought such excellent care to raptors in our region and education about birds to so many in our area would be a great way to say thank you to the Streeters and help them carry on their work.
This has been Pat and Jim Sanders for Farm and Country, and we're For the Birds.